This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The macroeconomic phrase of the day today, if I can take some literary license here, is cognitive dissonance, holding two contradictory ideas or facts in your mind at the same time. So, fact number one, Cisco said today it's going to cut 4,000 jobs, about 5% of its total workforce, the latest in the drumbeat of layoffs already this year, especially in technology and media, from Google and Microsoft to Paramount and the Los Angeles Times. Fact number two, we were told this morning first-time claims for unemployment benefits actually fell last week, more than expected, and for the second week in a row. And here's fact 2A, actually. The January monthly jobs report showed better than expected job growth. So, how does one square that circle? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino gets us going.
First, some statistics. The U.S. workforce is big, like 160 million people. So job cuts of 4,000 at Cisco or 34,000 across the tech industry don't make a huge dent. They're also pretty normal, says Julia Pollack, chief economist at job site ZipRecruiter.
Companies are constantly restructuring, doubling down on bets that work, unwinding bets that didn't work, and shifting people around. About 20 million people are laid off or fired each year.
Layoffs have increased since their record lows a few years ago, says Layla O'Kane, senior economist at Lightcast. But they're not even at pre-pandemic levels. They're just at places you've heard of.
These layoffs are happening to really visible companies that a lot of people think of as maybe aspirational places to work.
And the factors behind many of these cuts don't necessarily apply to the whole economy, says Gregory Dacko, chief economist at EY.
We are seeing some sectors where there was perhaps overhiring that are seeing a more pronounced correction in terms of their workforce and more pronounced number of layoffs.
Meanwhile, he says, industries like healthcare and education can't hire fast enough. But that's not where the headlines are, says Bharat Ramamurthy, the former deputy director of the White House National Economic Council.
Focus on layoffs, I think, conveys an impression to people that the economy is in worse condition than it's in.
Inflation and economic uncertainty, he says, have made the public particularly attuned to bad news. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.